Another of the inyanim of Sukkot being Zman Simchaseinu is the inyan of, again, the first halacha. That's the first halacha of Sukkah, that the schach has to be shalta be'ena. You have to see the schach. Schach is the soichich. Soichich is the protection, is the covering, is being protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashgach on us, Hashem's protection over us. That's what schach represents. Represents Hashem's Hashgach over us. And that's why it's tough kapsel is going to yekef, because what you have to focus on seeing is Hashem is Hashkoch, even kidding a matzav of psoil is going to yekef. In other words, even when it's unclear and even when it's thin, you have to be able to see. The whole sod of l'mal mesrim amal l'shol tabe'ein is because you can't see the Hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person can't see the Hashkoch of Hashem, you can be ma'amin b'mun shleima, but that won't necessarily come together with the inyan of Zman Simcha Seinu. A re'iyah always brings simcha, because when you see something, then there's no sveikas. And simcha comes from ataras ha-sveikas. Ain simcha kataras ha-sveikas. So you have to see, and then you can be the simcha. The reason why sukkah is zman simcha seinu is because sukkah is milashon soiche. Soiche means to gaze. Soiche beruach ha-kodesh. Sukkah is a yomtiv of a re'iyah. Sukkah is a yomtiv where we go up and we zoicha to be royim p'nei ha-shechina. And then all the sveikas completely go away. Whole musuk of inna anana covered, if there was a hole, it leveled it. If there was a mountain, it leveled it, which means everything was straight. Everything was absolutely straight. There was no sfeikas, there was no hardships, everything. And then it says Zman Simcha Seinu. Sukkot is Zman Simcha Seinu, and Sukkot, most of the Yom Tov is spent in the Beis HaMikdash. Smachtem lefnei Hashem lekechem shiros yomim. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's no sfeikas. Because in the Beis HaMikdash you are roya, you bring the korban re'iya, and kederach shebal lirois kach bal lirois. Therefore, the Beis HaMikdash we came to be a roya. If we came to be a roya, then it's al kochach the Beis HaMikdash brings us simcha. So if there's a smachtam lefnei Hashem, if you're lefnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim, this alone is our simcha. That you're in the Beis HaMikdash, you're in a mokum where you're roya, and mokum where you're roya, then there's always simcha. And that was the inyan of simcha's Beis HaSheiva the whole night, the whole time we were seen. It says the few Gemaras that the whole Yerushalayim was lit up, even at night it was lit up. Beis HaMikdash was a place, Choshech means when you can't see. And when it's lit up, it means that we saw the Rabbein Shalom's Hashkoch and everything. There's nothing where you can't see the Rabbein Shalom's Hashkoch in anymore. And that's a Re'iyah. There it's not Shaykh to any Sveikas. That's the Indian where Sukkot is Zman Simcha Seinu, and that's why you have to be able to see the Schach. We've got to be able to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us all the time.
Even though most of the time it's with Emunah, we don't understand why it's sort of...
You don't have to understand. If you see it, that's considered seeing. The Re'iyah Sichlis of having the clarity, Ke'ilu, you're seeing it. Mm-hmm. Is that if the Re'iyah Sichlis of seeing something means it's a Metzias. It's just like, Panam B'Panam Dibar Hashem Imochem. It's a Metzias. That's the Chag of Sukkot. We were zoicha to that level of aura, which is, you know, in a way, it's higher than Emunah. Emunah can't be mechayev necessarily simcha the whole time. But here, it's a matzav of simcha. It's a matzav of being roya pnei, roya being roya pnei Hashchina. Roya pnei Hashchina, the same way as we know that Purim is because suddenly they realized that everything that was going on, they saw how it was Hashkocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ikar simcha of Purim. When they look back and they saw that the Rabbein Shlomo was mashkiach over them, and every prat that they saw was a hester, was known as gala to them as being a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkocha Pratis. And I made it there, for that was the simcha. Amalek is a master. It's Yadua, the Mefarshim say it, all the Sfarim say that Amalek is the orla around the Bris Mila, and the orla is the Bechin of a master. When there's no orla, meaning there's no all, and then there's master. After Avraham Avinu had Bris Mila in last week's parasha, straight away was Zoychot to Vayera Elav Hashem. Vayera says the Targum Izgali. Izgali is was revealed to him. So Purim is Mechiz Amalek. When there's Mechiz Amalek, then you roya Pnei Amalek. When you roya Pnei Amalek, then he breaks into Simcha. Amalek is Gematria Sofik Targum, because when there's an Orlas, it's master on the clarity, therefore there's a Sofik. through Mitzvah's Mila, you take the Arla away, and therefore, as soon as you take the Arla away, then you see Vayera Elav Hashem. Then you see suddenly there's clarity. When you see the clarity, then there's the Inyan of Simcha. Vayera always brings an Inyan. Ari always brings an Inyan of Simcha. That was the Klal. I can't remember the whole piece anymore. And write anything down. But that's Bechlal. Why in Sukkos, Avada, there was much more in the Beis HaMikdash. Only by Sukkos, the Smachtan and Fineshim, like Echem Shivas Yom. Only in Sukkos, there's a matzav of Ria. We're preparing ourselves for Ria. The Emes Maneda, Mare Koyin, Yom Kippur, started seeing a Gilui of Ria. There's an Indian to watch the Avodah. And watching the Avodah, it was heading towards a matzav of Ria. It's a little thing just on the